My name is Jack Saunders. I live at 24 Fairway Drive, Holderness.
Move a little closer to that microphone.
A little close?
Yep.
I'm against the project as proposed, but I'm open to change my mind if the project is rerouted and or redesigned to protect New Hampshire's beauty and quality of life. Here's my statement. New Hampshire citizens have an obligation to preserve New Hampshire's natural beauty and high quality of life afforded by Mother Nature, which we must protect. That doesn't have to mean declaring war against Northern Pass Project as currently proposed, which does pose a serious threat to us. Since the prime objectives of this project do make important contributions to New Hampshire and its people, especially in the South, and to New England states and the country at large, including the following: low-cost renewable energy, 2, reduced carbon footprint, 3, interim and long-term jobs, and 4, increased tax base. I propose we team up with the coalition to modify the routing and this initial design of the transmission lines to eliminate its negative impact on the environment and quality of life of the people, while still making the project profitable. The following will be a win-win deal for both parties, in my view. 1, bury or drown, submerge the transmission lines, though this is obviously more costly than the proposed tower, high towers that would blight the beauty of New Hampshire. The added cost could be partially offset by using superconductive wires underground, where the electrical energy line losses can be reduced significantly. I've heard of estimates of 12 to 25% compared to tower-supported wires in ambient air. The other vital benefit of burying the wires conducting 300,000 or more volts of DC current, which creates enormous magnetic fields that ionize the air, causing health problems, is that this serious prospect would be eliminated. Of course, avoiding the blight to New Hampshire's scenic beauty will help preserve and grow our largest industry, tourism. 2, choose a route through existing right-of-ways to the extent practicable to avoid eminent domain takings. 3, minimize tree cutting in New Hampshire and replant where it's unavoidable. To cut our carbon footprint and compensate for the damage that I understand was done when Hydro-Québec dammed some of Canada's rivers to produce this energy. 4, though one other negative aspect of the current design is the inability of New Hampshire residents to tap into the energy in these DC lines between Canada and Derry, because DC to AC conversion facilities, like the one planned for Franklin, are very expensive. It may be a blessing in disguise relative to our emerging green energy industry, which will continue to make New Hampshire an energy exporting state, because it won't have to compete with Quebec Hydro, Canadian government subsidized low-cost energy.
Your time is about up.
What?
Your time is about up.
Okay. Finally, even if DOE decides to grant the permit, as DOE pointed out, this project can be stopped by New Hampshire State, by denying, by the New Hampshire Siting Committee denying a routing permit.
Thank you very much for your comments.